Track 8. Our Economy. Our economy, measured by GVA levels, total and per capita, is performing below the national average, with a significant productivity gap, and we have a smaller than average private sector economy. Measured in 2018, our region had a workday population of almost 1 million people, and the GVA of the Northeast was 40.9 billion. Which is 2.5% of English GVA. In 2018, the GVA per head of the Northeast was £20,617, well below the GVA per head of England, excluding London, £25,346, and England as a whole, £29,356. Our economy. The Northeast economy was historically dominated by mining and manufacturing. Our region's traditional heavy industries, such as coal mining and shipbuilding, ceased by the early 21st century, leaving us with an unemployment rate higher than many other areas, despite our best efforts to take advantage of new economic opportunities. While manufacturing remains an important part of the regional economy, it has diversified over recent decades. This has led to a strong service sector which includes education, financial, professional and business services, transport and logistics, and construction. We have key assets in the energy sector, including offshore energy and subsea technologies, regional energy and demonstration and innovation. We are home to a world-leading clinical research sector that supports a growing health and life sciences sector. We have plans to build on our manufacturing strengths with the development of the International Advanced Manufacturing Park, IAMP, in Sunderland and South Tyneside, near Nissan's car plant close to the A19. Providing infrastructure to bring businesses here is a key element of our plan. In recent years, a vibrant digital community with a combination of startup, high growth and established businesses across a wide range of specialisms has been established. But above all, our region has significant employment in the public sector, across both local services and central government back office and shared services. Wages. Within the Northeast, the median gross weekly wage for a full-time employee also varied by local authority of residence and workplace. Wages and salaries, 62%, and income from self-employment, 5%, accounted for a smaller percentage of total household income in the Northeast in 2018-19 than across England as a whole, 63% and 10% respectively. In contrast, pension income and benefits accounted for a larger proportion of household income than across England. It's also important to note that the employment rate also differed widely in different parts of the region. In Newcastle, the employment rate, 67%, Northumberland, 74%, North Tyneside, 78%, Gateshead, 76%, South Tyneside, 70%, Sunderland, 72%, and County Durham, 72%. The above figures were recorded to the period July 2019 to June 2020. Many of the long-standing economic challenges and inequalities that the region has always been vulnerable to have re-emerged as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. It took until 2016 for the Northeast employment to return to 2008 levels following the last recession. The speed of this recovery must be faster, and transport can play a key role. Economic inactivity. 23.4% of the Northeast's working age population, that's aged 16 to 64, were not in work or actively seeking employment in the year to June 2020. That defines them as economically inactive. This was above the England, excluding London, rate of 20.2%. Public stroke private sector employment challenges. There is a gap between the Northeast and other regions on private sector employment density. In 2018, Northeast private sector employment per head of working age population was 0.52. For England, excluding London, the figure was 0.62. In March 2020, there were 53,530 private sector enterprises in the Northeast LEP area. This is equivalent to 325 private sector enterprises for every 10,000 adults in the Northeast. If the Northeast LEP area had the same rate of private sector enterprises per head as England, excluding London, there would be an additional 26,000 enterprises. Productivity challenges. The key issues that underpin our low level of GVA per head compared to England, excluding London, are a lower proportion of the population that are in employment and a lower level of productivity. GVA per hour worked in the Northeast LEP in 2018 was £29.94. This is below the rates for England, £35.57, and England excluding London, £32.74. It's the third lowest GVA per hour among the eight core city LEP areas. Average productivity in our region remains 16% below the output for England. Housing and commercial development. The Northeast has ambitious plans to provide new housing and commercial development in order to address demographic trends and drive economic growth. Some of the significant employment sites, including our out-of-town business parks and enterprise zones, are successful but have relatively limited public transport connectivity. To support their onward vitality and growth, there's an opportunity to address the connectivity that is available and the quality of those connections. Approximately 110,000 new homes are planned in the region by 2036. Many new housing estates are located and designed in a way that encourage car primacy, and the growth in out-of-town retail and business park development has reinforced this trend. Transport development cannot work in isolation, and we will ensure there's joined-up working in the Northeast on transport, land use, and housing. Doing so will help to reduce inequality and grow our economy. Addressing these challenges and embracing the opportunities will allow us to overcome inequality and grow our economy by creating a faster, more attractive, and affordable transport system. The six largest employing sectors in our region are responsible for over three-fifths of employment. While broadly similar to the national picture, our region has some key differences. A higher percentage of employment in the Northeast is in manufacturing, health, public administration, and defence. A smaller percentage of employment in the Northeast is in professional, scientific, and technical activities, wholesale, information and communication, financial and insurance. The largest employing sectors in the Northeast are health, 15.5%, manufacturing, 11%, retail, 9.8%, education, 9.1%, business administration and support services, 8.3%, and accommodation and food services, 7.6% of total employment. Key sectors. The Northeast LEP Strategic Economic Plan, SEP, identifies four areas of strategic importance where our region has a distinct opportunity to improve its economic competitiveness. These are digital, advanced manufacturing, health and life sciences, and offshore subsea and energy technology. Digital. Our vibrant digital community is one of the most productive and fastest developing in the UK, across industry and public services. A combination of startup, high growth, and established businesses exist across the region. Proto, an emerging technology centre located in Gateshead, is home to some of the region's most innovative businesses. The Digital Catapult Centre in Sunderland provides localised and tailored services to drive digital adoption across the Northeast. In the near future, the North Atlantic Fibre Loop Cable will link Stellium data centres in North Tyneside to mainland Europe, giving the region faster and more reliable digital connectivity and interconnecting national and international networks. As well as this, our schools, colleges, and universities are leading the development and uptake of digital skills. The COVID-19 pandemic accelerated the demand, ambition, and delivery of digital transformation and has presented our region with significant opportunities as well as considerable challenges. Advanced manufacturing. Across the Northeast, advanced manufacturing and engineering are globally focused, with strong clusters in automotive manufacturing. Manufacturing accounts for 15% of our GVA and 11% of employment. Nissan Motor Manufacturing UK, based in Sunderland, employs over 6,000 people and supports over 27,000 supply chain jobs, 75% of which are in the Northeast. IAMP is designated a Nationally Significant Infrastructure Project, NSIP, by the UK government and has the potential to deliver over 7,000 new jobs over the next 10 to 15 years. Health and Life Sciences. Our region is home to pharmaceutical, manufacturing and world health and life science innovation. In combination with the NHS and our universities, this is our largest sector. The Newcastle Campus for Aging and Vitality is Europe's largest multidisciplinary site focused on aging, and the National Innovation Centre for Aging will drive innovation delivery in this area. Offshore, subsea and energy technology. There are huge economic, social and environmental opportunities for the Northeast to contribute to new solutions that provide clean, secure and accessible energy. Our assets are categorised into three key areas: regional energy, offshore energy and subsea technology, demonstration and innovation. The Port of Blyth is a nationally significant offshore energy hub. In 2017, Northumberland generated the second highest amount of electricity from onshore wind of any English local authority. A March 2020 research study found that the total number of jobs created and supported by the supply chain for offshore wind could reach 8,600 in the Northeast by 2025. Urban events, rural gateways. The Great North Run brings 43,000 participants and supporters to our region each year. The logistics of the event rely heavily on our transport network, and it's a key contributor to our visitor economy in our cities. Our rural economy, particularly in Durham and Northumberland, places a significant reliance on tourism. In 2018, tourism made up 11.8% of Northumberland's economy, 2.7% higher than the national average, and it contributes £565 million to the economy, underpinning an estimated 1,500 jobs. The growth in staycations and people seeking holidays in more remote outside spaces also benefited rural tourism in the Northeast in 2020. On average, between 2017 and 2019, 3.4 million trips were taken each year to the Northeast. These equated to 106 million nights per year, and the annual value of these trips was £656 million. These figures come from Visit England.